Welcome to the Seeking Contentment for the Christian Woman podcast. My name is Nicole, and this is my version of a front porch where we sip good coffee that probably has too much creamer and go deep on the things that grow your faith and help you rediscover joy in your life and your marriage. If you find yourself feeling discontent or restless in your life, you are in the right place. If you're bored with the mundane day-to-day or feel like you're losing yourself while taking care of your family, I completely get it. I was you. Then several years ago, the Lord took me on a journey of finding my identity and purpose in Him, and it changed everything. If you're ready to go deep on mindset, identity, faith, and marriage, you're in the right place. Let's ditch that feeling of discontentment. You matter, your life matters, and your day-to-day matters. A fulfilling life is possible, and it's possible for you. Let's do this. Hey everyone, welcome to the podcast. If you are new here, welcome. I'm so excited that you're here. And if you are not new here, welcome back. I'm also excited that you came back. Today, I want to share a little bit of my story with you. When I was 15, I met my first husband. We were high school sweethearts. We were best friends. We were joined at the hip. We were together all the time. We ended up getting married the summer after we graduated and went on to have babies. We had four little girls and times were good. We had fun. We didn't have any money, but the kids didn't know it and we did the best we could with what we had. About 10 years into our marriage, he decided that he was going to change occupations and he quit the job that he had had the whole time we were together and opened a business with his friend, which I fully supported. Like I said, we didn't have any money, didn't have anything to fall back on, but we felt that the Lord was leading us to do this and to just get him out of the environment that he had been in for so long. He was an iron worker, and anyone that's in construction knows that sometimes that's pretty rough. And also, it was not consistent work, and when he was working, many times he was out of town. So I fully supported his decision to leave. But in the few years prior to that, we had decided that we were going to homeschool our girls, and I was not working at the time, so I was a stay-at-home mom, and that's not something that I ever really saw myself doing. I came from a family that both my parents were college-educated, and we had an amazing family life, but it was kind of just assumed that we would all also go to college. I do have a younger brother and a younger sister, and it was just assumed that we would all go to college. So I kind of thought that would be my path until I fell in love when I was 15. So I was staying home and trying to figure out what I wanted to do, not really ever seeing myself as that domestic stay-at-home woman, I guess you could say. I wasn't big into cleaning. I hated cooking. I just didn't know what to do with myself when I was home. And so the Lord took me on this journey of finding my identity in Him. And I knew that my husband wanted me to be at home with our girls. And why I wanted to be at home, I just wasn't sure what I was supposed to be doing there. I just wasn't fulfilled. I wasn't unhappy, but I wasn't fully happy either. I kind of had a tendency to get a little bit bored and then felt like because I was bored, I was being lazy or wasting time. So I started going on this journey, which we will talk about in later episodes, the lessons I've learned and how it absolutely changed my life. But there was a lot of things that happened in that time where I came back to my faith. I got saved when I was 8 years old, but I don't think I really knew what I was doing. And things just really started to turn around for me those last couple of years that we were married. Then in December of 2012, he was tragically killed in a work accident. And all of a sudden, I was a widow. I really feel that the Lord prepared me to take him. And again, that's something we will talk about in a future episode. But the Lord was so gracious and so kind and just prepared me as prepared as I could be to lose my absolute best friend and the daddy to my little girls. If I wouldn't have gone through those couple years of refinement and learning who I was in the Lord and what I was supposed to be doing for him, it would have been a lot harder to walk through. That I am absolutely sure of. So after all of that, you know, we were just doing the best we could. I was still staying at home. I actually put my girls into a Christian school when that new semester started. He passed away in December. So in January, they started going to a new school and just trying to figure out how to proceed with life and what to do after that. And again, in the Lord's grace and mercy, he brought a new man into my life, and we kind of progressed fairly quickly. I did already know him previously, but he was also mourning the death of my husband. So he definitely helped us. He cried with us and laughed with us and helped us to move forward. And in the summer of that year, we got married. We actually just celebrated our 9th anniversary. So we've been married quite a while. I know that's not perfect for everybody's story, but it is our story and it has worked out wonderfully. But again, trying to figure out who I was as somebody else's wife, I kind of fell back into old habits that I had struggled with in my first marriage before the Lord started working on me. And so I again dove back into the scriptures and into studying who I was supposed to be and who I was supposed to be as a woman and a wife and a mom, and starting to apply those things, even as hard as that was. So that is a little bit of my story and where I am today. I also, when I married him, gained a bonus daughter. So we now have 5 girls. At the time of this recording, my oldest got married a year ago. She just celebrated her first anniversary. She's 22. And then I have another daughter that is 20. My stepdaughter is almost 18. And then I have a 17-year-old, almost 17. And an almost 14-year-old still at home. And so things are changing yet again, but that's okay. Change is good. You just have to roll with it sometimes. Another thing that I didn't mention is I'm a small town girl. We live out in the middle of the boonies. We raise freezer beef and we have chickens and we have 4 dogs. We like the slow life. We like to camp. We like to hunt and fish. And that's just pretty much who we are. It's pretty simple around here. We like it that way. My husband started his own business last summer. And so that's exciting that the Lord is blessing that in amazing ways. So it's always fun when you jump because the Lord says jump and then he just abundantly blesses you. So that is it for today's episode. Thank you again for being here. I hope you guys enjoyed it and learned a little bit about me. I hope you guys keep coming back as we learn how to be more like Christ and learn who we are in him and walk this journey together. Have a great day, guys. Bye-bye. If this episode challenged or blessed you in some way, I would love it if you would share it, subscribe, or leave a review. It only takes a few minutes and it helps to get my show out to others who may need it. You can connect with me on Facebook by joining my free group. Go to Seeking Contentment Community and just hit join. I feel truly blessed to have you here today. Praying for you daily, Nicole.